This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We hear about the mitzvahs that are not tamidius, the mitzvahs that are not, you know, that don't have a regular rhythm, they come back right. Base. V'hine al derech ze husad. Inya brochekham hamzal konyane eulemanoisa shoyes kunsbir samozen she sevina ba betera vinya zehu kinekar be anu she konyane im tsaim khuk kun beteva hinem kulam protim khuvanim al tachas hakloli shu agia metzias kula shlemus ve khalkam be davazer kve madrega shem boba mitzim tsusa. So everything in this world, it's a very interesting perspective. The perspective that you would normally take, and again, this is where Kabbalah, the perspective of Kabbalah comes in. The normal perspective is, there's a world, a physical world. There are things we do that we enjoy, we like, we're spoiled from. And Chachamim said, you know what? It would be a great idea if we would make a brach on it. That's one way of looking at it. The perspective of Chachmei Pnim is, it's the other way around. There are things in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala. Everything in the world is a gilui of something higher. And that gilui expresses itself in the functions. So if we eat, that's a gilui of something. If we get rid of waste product, that's a gilui of something. If we see something that's very, very impressive, that's something. Those are all giluyim of some sort of panemius, and b'meila we make that when we make a bracha. So priya doma and priya eitz and priya gofen and reach toy b'psamim and reach toy b'eitzim, all of these are be'emes mitziasen that by giving it a bracha we megala its mitzias and so on. V'kinekva ba'arnu shakol yoni and so on. The person who does what he does as part of a normal function, should always be mechavin to try to find, what am I seeing here? What am I hearing here? What am I being nisgala? So every time we do a normal human function of what's happening, we should be mechavim to its be'emes teichen. Pirish, ki kvar yeh nyonim misham shadov azeh miyad, o dvayim sham sham cher. Ad shela acha gil gugol shi yon rab nimshoch zeh zeh yegir eilav. This is a point, the Rambam says this in Shmona Prokim, and it goes like this. The Rambam says it on the kol masech yil shem shamayim, that everything in the world is l'shem shamayim. What does it mean? It's not the pshat that everything can be straightforward l'shem shamayim. There's a hierarchy. If I work hard and plow the ground, it'll be easy to grow stuff. The stuff that grows, I can eat. I eat, I feel full. I can sit and do avodas Hashem that I'm supposed to do. So plowing the ground is three steps down, but it's part of a process. Chol Masech Shem Shemayim is to be able to put everything in its proper place. And that's the only responsibility inside everything in Shem Shemayim is to put all the pieces in the right place. Some things are direct Avodas Hashem, some things are a need, some things are a need for a need, and so on. There are a lot of things like that. No matter what medeg they're on, hine roish not al kavanazu. Person should take everything that kavana, lemashim egiyam emafilo acha esem adregis ezal sagzatachas. Even if it's 10 dagas towards that, v'loy lechavana acheres ani kavan sataivis. V'natias achomis halamoisus. So I ate something. I can say, okay, I ate it because it tastes good. That's it. Or I can say, I eat this. This gives me energy. This gives me protein. This gives me this. This gives me that. And that's my goof needs and uses Shem Shemayim. So being able to, so whenever you take it for taiv, it's for the here and the now, and it sort of short circuits the process. When I take a longer look and see what it's there like in the big process, that's when I get L'Shem Shemayim. So everything I do becomes avodah. So a person takes it easy, but taking it easy relaxes me, and then I'm able to learn better. So that's also Shem Shemayim. I had a Rebbe of Tendos by the Baruch who learned in Radin by the Chofetz Chaim. So someone says to Chofetz Chaim spoke against smoking cigarettes. In those days, they didn't know yet how dangerous it was. It was a lot more wasting time, wasting money, whatever. So someone told him, why don't you talk, the yeshiva bachim smoke, why don't you say something to them? So he gave a mashal. He said, in the old days, they would sell the grain from the farm, and then the grain merchant would buy it, he would grind it, separate the chaff from the wheat. He would first separate the chaff from the wheat, grind the kernels and sell it as flour. So let's say it was $10, a bag of wheat. So one guy came and he sold pre-ground wheat for the same price. But you had to buy a bag of chaff also for that. So you had to buy 10 bags of wheat, gray, cleaned and everything, and a bag of chaff for the same price. So there was somebody there that said, you know what? People are paying, you know, money for bags of chaff. So he gathered a lot of chaff and he started selling it. And nobody bought it. So he asked, okay, how come from him you buy it, from me you don't? So he said, from him I get 10 bags of wheat and a bag of chaff. It's worth it. From you I just get garbage. So he said, Yeshiva Bach is busy with that. There's some garbage also. So I'll pay him even for the garbage. But when it's just garbage, I don't pay just for that. That was his expression. So when a person does something which helps him move forward, everything becomes a chelik of Eza, so it has value. So if a person takes it easy, and on that taking easy, he's able to do better, he helps people more, he learns more, he davens better. So the taking easy also became part of Eza Hashem. But if a person does nothing, but just takes it easy, so that taking easy is not worth anything. So the bracha is to bring it back to its tachlis. It's not just thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving it. It's bringing it back. You gave it to me for a purpose. And like it says in Rashi, that a shliach has to go back and say, Asisi shlichuscha. That's a very different perspective. It's not just gratitude and thanking, it's the recognition of what it's for and helping realign it to its tachlis. So it's a very, very different, very, very different pshat. I want to, if I can, add mocker. It says that the mea brachas leyom are connected the mea adonim that were in the base of Mikdash. The adonim are the what's the word for it? Foundations where you put the things in. In other words, it sets the foundation for the building. So when we make a bracha, on whatever we make a bracha, we say, Ribbono Shel'olam, you've given this to me. And the implied hemshech that is to use for a tachlis. And my question needs to be now, for what tachlis? Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give me stuff to gorge myself on it, to pat my belly. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me things to do something with it. V'ulam, so now the question arises, what about mitzvahs?
So
So that's taka a gedder of chavivas mitzvah and a hoidah, because the way he's explaining it, mitzvahs are obvious. V'nimtza deizem is ala ma'ase yoise v'nezer ba'arim meni yisbarach shmoy ki cheni amida ki kefi his ayrish shem is ayrim de adam elav yisbarach shmoy ken yeshira eza she'azim imenu im me'at v'im harbe b'chol poil she'ek v'imashu v'batech b'ashem ashrov. Okay, we finished. So we have off till the end of the Sman. It's all the same Shemayim. You know, makes use of it. The question is what to do next Sman. Unless Olam has Hatzah, I'd be matzia to do the Rambam's Hakdamas. The Rambam has three Hakdamas that are very important. There's the Hakdamah to Shas, in other words, to Brachis and Pirsham Shayas. There's his Akdama to Pirkei Avos, called Shemayne Prakim, and there's his Akdama to Chelek. Those are three very, very important Akdamas. I do not see it all of that, or Asylum has other suggestions, like whatever.
I'm a fan of that.
What?
I'm a fan of that, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're very fundamental. And then we'll see. Okay, so we finished. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Long road review.